The Justice Department is investigating allegations that police in Detroit routinely and illegally arrest and detain witnesses at murder scenes. Although city officials say the practice has stopped, some prosecutors argue that many homicides can never be solved unless witnesses are forced to testify. From member station WDET in Detroit, Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
The most recent FBI crime statistics show that Detroit police arrested roughly 3 people for every homicide committed in the city. On average, most large police forces make only 1 arrest for each homicide. In fact, Detroit alone accounted for 1 out of every 13 homicide arrests made in the entire nation. In a holding cell like this one at Detroit's downtown 13th Precinct, Kenneth Dalton became one of those statistics 2 years ago. Police held Dalton after he had discovered the body of his best friend, forbidding him to smoke, drink water, or even talk.
At the very least, you know, we should get a phone call, we should be able to have an attorney, you know, I'm locked there, nobody knows where we are or what's going on. And that was the scariest part about it, because anything could have happened to me in there. And nobody knew exactly where we were.
Dalton was released 14 hours later. His friend's killer was never caught. Now, Dalton is part of a class-action lawsuit, one of several suits filed against Detroit police. The city council has approved more than $100 million since 1987 to settle such cases. Some defense attorneys even boast that they use the routine arrests as a moneymaker. They charge illegally detained clients to get them out of jail and then sue the city on their behalf. But no matter who is getting the money, Detroit City Council member Sheila Cockrell says she's tired of settling suits against the police for violating guarantees against unreasonable searches and seizures.
We are not supposed to operate like the KGB or the SS. You do not pick people up and hold them incommunicado to try to get them to tell you something that you think they know.
When the Detroit Free Press broke the story in March, police first appeared to acknowledge, then deny that they routinely held bystanders without probable cause. They've been relatively tight-lipped since, except to note that crime statistics can be misleading, because witnesses are sometimes arrested at a murder scene on outstanding warrants or other crimes not related to that specific homicide. There is no formal policy to detain witnesses, but critics charge that it's been happening here for decades. Detroit Mayor Dennis Archer says he is putting an end to the practice.
If anybody were to engage in that kind of a practice, I say a practice because it is not the policy, it would be asinine. Why? Because of the publicity that's been out there. If there was a practice, it has stopped, and it had better stop.
Yet Detroit's chief prosecutor says sometimes it's necessary to force a witness to testify, especially in homicide cases where people are often reluctant to speak for fear of incriminating themselves or violent retribution. And Wayne County Prosecutor Mike Duggan says officials can legally compel testimony by using a court-authorized investigative subpoena.
For example, we had the shooting at Osborne High School. 5 witnesses who were reluctant to talk to police. We got a judge to sign the subpoenas on a Sunday afternoon. The police served all of them Sunday night. Monday, we brought them in, put them under oath with the court reporter and got their testimony, got the shooter.
But conditioning police to use subpoenas may prove difficult. Lawyer Stephen Fishman is suing the city for arresting witnesses, but he also represents many police officers who say the homicide section is grossly understaffed.
To do it right requires more work. It requires more people. It requires more of a coordinated effort between the prosecutor's office and the police department. I think what they're really saying is, look, it's easier for us. If we can just take them down to 1300 and throw them in the lockup, it's just easier.
Easier, perhaps, but usually illegal. The Justice Department has been examining Detroit police procedures for months now, and groups like the ACLU and Amnesty International are calling for further investigations. But the department's strongest motive to change its tactics may be that they simply don't seem to work. Despite the massive number of homicide arrests, Detroit police solve fewer than half of the city's murder cases, one of the worst rates in the nation. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.